It's time for Middletown Blue Raider football on WMSS. Today's game is brought to you in part by Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Middletown Pharmacy, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, JD's Junction, Gingrich Memorials, the Middletown Home, With Kids in Mind, J&J Pizzeria, DHL, Tim Clouser Remax Realty Select, Brownstone Cafe, Jack's Auto Sales, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, The Black Horse Tavern, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, and the Hetrick Center. Now let's take it out to the game with the WNSS Sports Crew.
And good evening, everyone. And welcome to Cobo Field here behind Trinity High School. Steve Leedy along with John Wilsbach here tonight for Middletown taking on Trinity in week five of the high school football season. Middletown comes into this game at 4-0 on the season. Trinity is at 2-2. We're going to have a wet track out here tonight for sure. The rain has been falling the past couple days, John.
Yeah, Steven, it's real turf, real grass out here. The field's in pretty good shape, but it is slick. But again, we're talking about a Middletown team right now who can run and pass the football. Light breeze, not too windy, so, you know, both offensive sides of the ball there are on the table for Middletown to use. And, you know, if it's anything like we saw the weapon last week against East Pennsboro, could be another one of those games tonight.
All right, we'll take time out when we come back. Our Brian Kaiser will talk to Brett Myers, head coach of the Middletown Blue Raiders. Again, it is Middletown and Trinity back after this here on the pregame show on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Brian Kaiser back on the pregame show alongside of Middletown head football coach Brett Myers. Coach, last week's win against East Pennsboro was emphatic. It was a game that was a real statement game, and it was a game that, being as hyped as it was, you have to be extremely pleased with how your team was able to execute and do what they were asked to do coming into that game.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you worry a little bit about the expectations of a big game like that. You're not really sure with a giant home crowd and, you know, all the energy, how your kids are going to handle it. And looking back on it, it's they handled it very well, and you couldn't be more proud of them.
Let's talk about the running game first, because over 400 yards running against a very good team in East Pennsboro. What is it right now that, if you had to put your finger on it, what is it that makes that group mesh and work so well together?
Well, you know, if you look at it and you see some of these stats that people are putting out with Jalen and Brady both averaging over 10 yards a carry, you know, they're obviously special backs, but there's a lot of other things that are going with them, you know, downfield blocking by receivers. An offensive line that's really, really working hard for Jalen and Brady. And, you know, it's kind of a total team effort among our players to make sure that, you know, the offense is being successful on the ground.
The thing that's lost, I think, for most people in that performance is the performance of the passing game, and specifically your quarterback, because when you run the ball for over 400 yards, you don't normally have people come away from a game and go, wow, that quarterback is really good. But that's the sort of buzz that I got after that game, talking all about how accurate this passing game has become. Talk about the maturation of your quarterback.
Yeah, you know, Chase Stavely, as I've said, has put in a ton of work, you know, and a lot of times people lose it because, you know, we hold him back a little bit at times because of our belief in defense and running the ball, you know, so, but in the end, Chase is a very unselfish leader who puts the team in front of himself and said, "Coach, I'll do whatever the team needs." And so last week it was really nice to open it up a little bit and allow him to show what he has.
On the defensive side of the ball, probably the best player that you've seen so far on the opposing team in Onassis Neely, and a guy who he got his, but the team really limited a lot of the damage, and because of how well the offense had played, the defense really held sway very well. Were you pleased with the performance against such a tough back?
Well, you know, anytime you can hold a team like East Pennsboro to 14 points, it's very impressive. And, you know, Coach Ortiz and the defensive staff did a great job preparing and making a couple adjustments through the game. And our players did an excellent job of spending a little extra time on huddle and in the game plan, being ready for play against a kid like that. And, you know, so without a doubt, we're pleased. There were some things that we could coach up on Saturday and Monday to get better. And hopefully we did that and it'll pay off.
You mentioned huddle and a couple of the other things that are available. Let's talk just for a second about the changes in technology and what's available right now. Because when we came through, game film, you put it on the old reel-to-reel. I mean, it was definitely a different world. If they want to, they can go out, they can watch game film and really get it.
Happened where, you know, we can have an iPad on the sideline, and that helps throughout the games with the players, them being able to look and not necessarily just have to remember, but truly see what's going on. And then you add in the factor of preparing through the week, which we pride ourselves on. And, you know, our players usually get to an hour to an hour and a half of extra film work on in their own time, you know, on huddle. And it just makes it a little easier to have a little more diverse game plan when kids can prepare on their own that way. And our players have dove into that and spend the time doing it.
The opponent's a nice Trinity, a Trinity team that has had a couple of close losses in a 2-2 record. It's a team, though, that does like to throw the ball. Your secondary had 5 interceptions the first 3 games. Last week, not any interceptions, but, again, did not give up a lot of big plays. What do you have to do against Trinity, especially against the passing game, to limit them?
But, you know, the Trinity, they have a very good coaching staff, and their program's on the rise. And you see it in some of their stats and some of their films where they definitely like to throw the ball all over the field, and they're very, very aggressive in all 3 phases. So, you know, in the end, we're going to have to match our aggression and be fundamental and make sure we tackle an open field, because with their spread offense, there's definitely going to be one-on-one matchups in the open field.
Because of the weather conditions, is ball security maybe the biggest key in the premium today?
Well, you know, for us, it's pretty big every week, you know, so, but this week we focus a little bit more on it. We're outside every day, you know, getting a natural wet ball drill because of the rain. And, you know, so it's definitely a focal point, but it is every week, so it's not too much different.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Brian.
Middletown head football coach Brett Myers back with more after this here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
The Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Tim Clouser of Remax Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser and Remax Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up home-style meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
And welcome back out to Shireman's Town, just out to Camp Hill, for the Blue Raider Sports Network. John Wills back alongside Steve Levy, Owen Hedder, our studio producer tonight, Damar Parker. Now, unbeaten, taking on the 2-2 Trinity. For the most part, no rain, got a breeze going from our left to right, but a very soggy field, a little bit of mist out there as well, but at least no driving rain, that's for sure. We're glad to have you along. If you tuned in for the Central Dolphin Cumberland Valley game, another big one that's on our other stream at WMSSFM.com and the TuneIn app. So just click on the other stream or alternate stream and you'll be able to get that game if you're tuned in for that. Otherwise, we've got Middletown and Trinity for you. So we hope you enjoy this one. The Blue Raiders, certainly Steve Leedy, we saw last week with just a beatdown on East Pennsboro. And I know that that's the type of game Coach Myers wants to see this team have week in and week out. Cut down the mistakes, play hard, make all the reads, and make all the big plays. And they certainly did that last week and want to build on that again this week.
And they came out last week. It was a big game, and you could tell that this team wanted to get back at East Pennsboro for the playoff loss last year. And they did that. Now they know that next week's a big game with Palmyra. So this is kind of a trap game here at Trinity. a place where Middletown has actually not been bad on the road in recent years. But this team is 2-2 on the season, so you cannot overlook them. But Middletown, you know, that being said, is the big favorite here tonight. Ethan Hersteck is the kicker for Trinity, and he'll kick it off from left to right here at 91.1 on FM dial. It'll be taken down at the 10-yard line. That is by Mills. He'll get hit at about the 20 and tackled right around there. So Middletown will have the ball first here this evening.
Mills took that ball from the far side of the field, kind of angled himself right towards the middle to see what he could then pick up. But great coverage right off the bat by Trinity. Make sure there were no alleys for him to squeak through.
First and 10 for Middletown at their own 22-yard line. Snavely will be in the shotgun, switches Thompson back over to the right side. Now two receivers, actually wing and slot, to the right side, and Snavely will slip, and he is going to be sacked back around the 15-yard line. Snavely lost the footing on the slick track, and he will go down in the backfield.
Mark Centurion with the tackle, sophomore, 6 foot, getting back there. That little slip cost him that valuable second. It didn't allow him to get moving. Keep in mind, coming into this game, Thompson needing 63 yards rushing to get the 3,000 mark.
Handoff is going to go to Fox, finds a hole left side, gets across the original line of scrimmage and out to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of about 13 on the play. It'll be third down and 2 here for Middletown.
It's always fun when you get games like this and you're playing in the slippery conditions and some muddy conditions. Certain guys raise their game for field conditions like that, and others don't play quite as well. It'll be fun to see who likes playing in this. And as Coach Meyer said, you know, they tried to practice a lot in these wet conditions this week.
Wide out to either side. Bailey shotgun, handoff, Thompson up the middle. And he's going to fall forward for the first down. He got hit around the line to gain and was able to push the tackler forward and get 4 yards and the first down.
Centurion again with the tackle, playing that middle linebacker spot.
Slot right, single receiver to the left side. Fox in motion, play fake to him. Snavely to throw, caught. Mills midfield, trying to break a tackle. He'll be spun down at the Trinity 44-yard line.
Well, it was Casey Boguski, who is their all-purpose player here at Trinity, and he was the one who made the tackle. Perfectly thrown ball again from Snavely, picking up where he left off last week. Mills cutting across the middle, and it was right there for him.
Snavely to throw again. Thompson wide open, tips it to himself. He catches it. He's gone into the end zone. Touchdown, Middletown, a 43-yard touchdown pass from Snavely to Jalen Thompson, and the Raiders waste no time to get on the board first. Here it's 6-0.
Thompson shot out through the middle from the backfield and started angling at a slant toward the sideline. Snavely put it out there right where he had to be, and he must have tipped it to himself two or three times in the air as he was running before he was finally able to get control, pull it in, no one around him, and took it to the house. Raiders up.
And Donovan Brady.
Yeah, back from an injury. We've missed him the last couple weeks.
And to kick the extra point. Snap, hold, kick on the way, and the kick is good. We'll take timeout. 10:07 left to play in the first quarter. It's Middletown 7, Trinity nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363 or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
Welcome back to Cobo Field here at Trinity High School. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach. 7-0 Middletown on an opening drive for Middletown. Went five plays, 78 yards, took a minute and 53 seconds, ending in the 43-yard touchdown pass from Snavely to Jalen Thompson. Now Brady will kick it off. It's going to be taken around the 10-yard line. Bringing it across is Demonte Porter. He'll get knocked over right around the 20-yard line, so good coverage there for the Blue Raiders.
Good coverage, kept him in check. Antonio Gamble getting down there, getting that solo tackle. Well, the offense gets on the field and gets off so quickly. It's like almost a challenge to the defense. Hey, how long are you going to stay out there? See if you can get a four and out and put it back on the offense's hand. This could be a mercy rule game tonight if the Raiders keep playing the way they have been so far this season.
Casey Bukowski is the quarterback. He'll line up with, call it four receivers, and now it's...
Well, they're doing a trick play. Yeah. It's very odd because most of the line started running to the left side, although they weren't lined up. They were shifting, and the Raiders ran across the line. Now Middletown's all looking at the sideline like, Coach, what are we supposed to do here? We don't know what they're doing. Last week, Trinity with about 163 yards passing. And it will be against Trinity. As whatever trick play they're trying to run and move everybody to a different offensive set formation.
They fooled themselves.
Yeah.
Now the lineup with single receiver to the left side. Bogusky in the backfield. There is... three receivers in a bunch to the right side of the formation. It's going to be a handoff, though. It's going to go to Trey Moody trying to get to the edge on the left, and he's not going to get there. He's not even going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Middletown strung that out well, and he'll lose a yard or two.
Yeah, that edge was never available. There were at least three Middletown players keeping in hot pursuit over there. McCoy was one of those. McCoy has been solid on defense so far this season. Here's a kid who came from Hempfield to Middletown during the offseason. Nice that Middletown's able to get one from another school instead of always losing them.
Well, it's second down and 18 from the 12. Bogusky's going to keep it himself, trying to find room on the left side. He's going to get maybe back to the original line of scrimmage, so gain the penalty yards and the loss the yards they lost on first down, so it'll be third and about 10.
As I mentioned, Bogusky, they're all-purpose player. He's a senior. He can pretty much go any position, but he's their running attack, too. You know, back there at quarterback, he's not afraid to take it and look for something open and run it and get what he can out of it.
Third down and 10, Bogusky in the backfield in the shotgun. Man in motion, left to right. They're going to fake the jet sweep. Bogusky looking to throw on the run. Has his man. That is caught and going to be good for the first down. That is to Jack McHale out at the 33-yard line.
Well, he certainly has a nice core of wide receivers to go to, as demonstrated last week with his passing yardage. You know, he lines him up differently each time. Many times three or four to the wide. This time they'll go with the four to the left.
Yep, four to the left side. Bogusky now looks over at the sideline, gets some further instruction as Middletown adjusts that way. McHale is lined up to the shallow side of the field, single wide receiver that way. Bogusky looking to run. He will head to the sideline, and Mills will put a nice shot on him out of bounds.
Yeah, like a bowling pin because he took out the side referee as well on the sideline. He was in the way, too. He took out the player. Player took out the ref. And Mills is he likes getting in on the action. Raiders want to keep stunning. They want to keep Bogusky on edge back there, forcing him to either get rid of the football quickly or be on top of him. And right there, he just decided to run it.
Two receivers left, two backs in the backfield. It's going to be a quick pass out to the running back, and it's going to be caught by Trajan Ruiz, but not much of a gain on the play, if anything.
Now, LaRon Woody.
Lose a yard or two.
LaRon Woody made him pay for it. He read that the whole way and was charging on him, and as soon as that ball was pulled in, Woody was there to clock him.
No gain on the play. Oh, third down and 9 at the 35-yard line.
It's interesting to see some of the Middletown players look over at the Trinity coach as he's sending the signals back out. I don't know if they've been studying it, but looking to see what they're calling.
Handoff goes to Moody, trying to go to the left, but Middletown shuts that down. He's going to lose a yard. It'll be 4th and 10, and Trinity will have to punt it away.
There's your good defensive stand by these Blue Raiders. They did not want to give up much. They didn't. And Trinity now forced to punt.
Back deep for Middletown is Terry Mills. Colby Rigg is the punter. He'll take the snap. He'll unload it. Mills will field it at the 26-yard line. Heads to the sideline. 35, 40, and tackled right at the midfield stripe. So a good return by Mills in Middletown. In business at midfield here, leading 7-0 with 6:49 left to play in the first quarter.
And tomorrow we've got another soggy one for you. LVC hosting Delaware Valley, 12:45 of the airtime, 1 o'clock with the kickoff. And as you mentioned, Steve, next Friday night, Middletown and Palmyra, another big game.
Raiders with a 1st and 10 at midfield. They'll start out with slot to the right side. Savely in the shotgun. The two running backs in with it. Fox now goes out in motion. It's going to be handoff right up the middle. Thompson, and he could never get anything started. He was stood up and thrown back, loses a yard, back to the 49.
Yeah, the blocking just all kind of slipped on the line. Slager came in and wrapped him up and took him down. You know, Thompson last week commented and complimented his offensive line, some of the big holes he was given to run it.
Shotgun, two receivers to the right, one to the left. He's going to throw deep slant. That is caught down inside the 20-yard line. That is Chris Plummer on the catch for Middletown.
We see Plummer's name during the basketball season. He's converted into football, into a wide receiver. And again, Snavely shows how he can find different receivers. It's not like some teams where you always have that one or two receivers that they're keying on. He's able to find a handful of different players. And right there, it was Plummer's turn right across on a middle slant. Beautiful hands pulled in.
Two receivers to the right. Running backs in the backfield. It's going to be give to Fox, trying to run back to the right side. And he's able to push forward maybe to the 15-yard line. Call it 16, gain of 4. It'll be 2nd and 6.
Raiders taking their time. Very methodical. They look to the sideline. Sideline runs about one or two players in differently every play. This time they'll put Fox as a wideout to the left side with Mills.
2nd and 6 at the 16. Handoff goes to Thompson. Tries to juke and cut back to the middle, but he ran right into a bear hug from Rigg for Trinity. And it'll go down at the 13-yard line. Gain of 4.
They keep it in play. They keep that clock moving with a 7-0 lead midway through this first quarter. And you get games like they've had the last few weeks, able to keep a lot of guys healthy during the season, something they didn't have the benefit of a few years ago.
3rd down and 3. Give me a pitch technically back to Fox, and he is going to get swarmed by the Trinity defensive front as they reacted very well to that backwards pass. And it's officially going to be a run for Fox, and he's going to lose a good chunk of yards, give him a loss of 5.
Yeah.
The play.
Just a little flare out lateral for the most part, going to the right side, but he went so deep and it took that extra second to set up that it allowed Trinity to storm in from the left side of their defense. And
Mills is wide way out to the left side. That's the wide side. Two receivers to the shallow right side. Snavely play fake. We'll throw back to Mills. They're set up the screen. He gets the block, and he's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Middletown, an 18-yard pass from Snavely to Mills. And you could see them just set that play up, and the block was executed perfectly.
It was. And Snavely had no time. He had a man in his face. Luckily, that slip screen worked so well there where Mills wide out to the left. He starts cutting towards Snavely, going toward the line, gets the catch, and then the inside slot receivers cut in front of him, make the block, and when they did that, there was no one else around to catch him, and he was into the end zone for the touchdown.
Brady in for the extra point. Snap. hole. Kick on the way. Kick is good. We'll take timeout. 4:05 left to play in the first quarter. It is Middletown 14, Trinity nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Welcome back to Cocoa Field at Trinity. 14-0 Middletown with the lead. That drive for the Raiders, 6 plays, 50 yards, 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Ended in a nice slip screen pass from Snavely to Mills. Second touchdown pass for Snavely, who started 4 for 4 for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns here in this game. Kickoff will go to Porter, trying to bring it across the field. He's going to be tackled at the 25-yard line.
They got some hungry guys out there for the Middletown Blue Raiders that time. It was Dylan Andre getting upfield. And some of these guys are just special teams. Some guys are starting to go one way. They get their chance. They want to make it happen. They want to make their contribution. If they're not starting on offense or defense, if they're special teams, how important is that? Right there, Andre, big open field tackle.
The Shamrocks will start at their own 25. Bogusky will have two receivers to each side of the formation. Running back Trey Moody in the backfield as a sidecar to the right. Looks back over to the sideline, gets some further instruction. Moody shifts over to the left side. Takes the snap, hand off Moody, coming back to the right now up the middle. Gets about 3 yards before being stopped out of the 28.
And Trinity's offense has got to be definitive on what they're going to do. Bogusky's not going to get a lot of time to stand back there and figure out, okay, well, do I run it? Do I pass it? They've got to know what they want to do going in off that snap of the football. And that's going to be the only way they're going to be able to get something past this Middletown defense.
Second down, 7. They'll have two receivers to the right, 2 to the left. They have no idea what they're doing. The Trinity coach is beside us. Scream timeout, and they take one. We'll step out as well. 3:23 left to play in the first quarter. It's Middletown 14, Trinity nothing. Back after this on Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carry out is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
Welcome back, Cobo Field. Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach. Second down and 7 for Trinity, with Middletown leading 14-0. Trinity on their own 28-yard line. Bogusky. And in motion to the right side, he's going to boot out to the left. Now looks to throw on the right. It's tipped and almost picked off by the Raiders as Blake Jacoby was lingering in the area after it got tipped up.
It's like a triangle of death there. There are three Middletown guys, and that ball landed right between the triangle. They all wanted a piece of it. I didn't see who got the hand up to tip it, but there are a couple guys over there. I know Newton was over there. Of course, you always have the big paw of Maxwell.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Moody in the backfield with Bogusky. So over to the sideline again, gets the final instruction on the play. Take a long time. The official has his hand up. He gets it off in time to pitch out to Moody, who gets hit in the backfield. That is a good tackle by Trey Leach for Middletown.
Leach read it. Two players were able to get over there. One took the block from the wide receiver. Leach was the one able to get through, and he made sure he made it count. He had some nice plays last week against East Pennsboro. Off to a nice start tonight. So Middletown Middletown wasn't ready for punt return.
Yep. Had 10 guys on the field. Somebody was missing out there. Timeout. We'll step out. Also, 2:50 left to play in the first quarter. Middletown 14, Trinity nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Kick, the punt was mishandled by Rigg, the snap back to him. He couldn't pick it up, and the ball was just loose on the turf, and he just kicked it. He just straight kicked it off the ground, and Middletown's able to recover.
We have a flag, though, Steve.
And I don't know what.
What are they going to call?
Illegal. Is it illegal kicking? I have no idea. I don't know if you can kick the ball that way.
They're calling it a personal foul. Middletown will decline it.
I think the
officials are even laughing about it.
Yeah, it's going to be Middletown ball at the 36-yard line, Trinity. So,
and nope. Technically a punt. Now, is there a definition that you must be holding it and dropping it to the foot to punt? And he dropped it, fell on the ground, and he just stood there and decided to kick it forward soccer style and got about 7-8 yards out of it.
Yeah, I don't know the ruling on that. Regardless, it's Middletown ball at 36-yard line. Mills is lined out wide to the left. They got slot to the right side. Snavely shotgun. He'll take the snap. Looking to throw the slant. Mills caught. Touchdown. Just like that. 36-yard touchdown strike from Snavely to Mills on the slant. And Middletown leads 20-0.
You're not going to match him step for step, and that's what Trinity's trying to do. They're putting extra guys outside the end, and they're blitzing, trying to blitz in from the corners on Snavely. He knows it. He knows he only has a second or two to get rid of the football, and the slant is the best play for that because your receiver is usually immediately open because he's in front of the guy covering him. There, Mills was in front, beat him, got the pass. Snavely got rid of it in time. Touchdown again, Middletown.
Donovan Brady in for the PAT. Snap. Hold, kick on the way, and it is good. We'll take timeout, 2:37 left to play in the first quarter. Middletown 21, Trinity nothing. Back in for this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances, and they're home of the HydroWorks Aquatic Therapy Pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Welcome back to Cobo Field at Trinity High School. Chase Navely has started this game 5 for 5, 150 yards, and 3 touchdowns. I don't know what the quarterback rating is, but that's
pretty awesome.
Really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And with the pressure he's getting, because he is getting pressure. It's not like last week where he had excellent protection and could do what he wanted back there. Trinity is sending everyone, forcing that single coverage on receivers, and he's getting rid of it in time.
Kick is going to be away again. It is taken on the far side of the field by Porter. And this time he'll be stopped, I think, maybe a little short of the 20-yard line. Good coverage again by the Raider kickoff team.
Oh, yeah, they got 4 guys down there in on the tackle. And my goodness, Lopez was even in on it. You know, some of these names that you don't call very often who are in on some of these tackles because they're focusing on special teams. Colt Sr., another one, but doing a great job. Special teams. Porter didn't know where to go. He was going to cut to the middle and just stopped. It's like, okay, I have nowhere to run.
First down, handoff goes to Moody, trying to go left. trying to push forward and not going to get too much, maybe a yard or two, the 22-yard line maybe.
I mentioned at the beginning of the season, the strength and conditioning coach Bobby Pelletier had mentioned before the season how these guys worked hard on the off season. You know, maybe one of the best weightlifting summers he's had in a long time. And they were doing most of it at Reed Elementary, where they moved all the weightlifting equipment with the high school transition going on.
Second down and 8-3 receiver. Make it four receivers to the right side. Yagoski looking to throw down the middle, and he overthrew the intended receiver, Ty Knopp, by just a little bit.
And the reason why, he had pressure coming in off that left side. He knew he had to get rid of it, or he was going to get clocked. He just put it out there just a little bit too far. Ron Woody was just a couple steps off, but great job at keeping the pressure on, forcing that quick pass.
And looking forward to next week, Palmyra playing Boiling Springs tonight. They're scoreless after one quarter, so a little bit shocking there. Third down and 8 here, play fake. Bogusky looking to roll. He throws on the run. It is caught, and it's going to be a first down as he gets it to Trajan Ruiz. And that should be enough for the first down across the 30, almost to the 35-yard line.
Ruiz, nice job getting out into the flats, and no one was on him. There was some missed coverage there by the Raiders. So he was wide open to make the catch, and it still took another 5 to 10 yards for Raiders to get over there and to make the tackle. So a first down for Trinity. And, again, good passing attack by Bogusky. He's just got to be quick on his decisions where he's sending that ball.
Three receivers to the left, and everybody took off, and the center did not snap the ball.
Yeah. Bogusky looks at him, raises his arms up, and says, hey, come on, Hunter Becker, snap that back to me next time. So you've got to have that communication. Know what the count is. As a center, you're kind of out there in the middle of everything. That whole play starts with you.
First down, 15, three receivers left side. Bogusky looking to throw across the middle. That is caught by Ty Knopp, and he'll be tackled after a very short gain. He gets it maybe for 3-4 yards. It'll be second down and 11.
Yeah, and Knopp, when he caught that ball, Hunter Landis wrapped him up immediately and came down on top of him. Knopp kind of went down knee first, both knees with the leg behind him, and kind of an awkward tackle, and now Knopp is hobbling off the field under his own power, but he's hurt.
Second down and 11. Yagoski in trouble, gets away from the defender, now pumps and will tuck and run, and he dives across the 40 and gets close to the first down. It's going to be third down and a yard here, but a good scramble there by the quarterback, Bogusky.
Yeah, and that's where he's dangerous. And he was making the right cuts. He was leading Middletown toward the near side, and with the slick conditions, he would cut back to the left and kind of put him in a standstill or make him slip, so he was able to get that extra. And he's going to have to live by that as we end the first quarter.
So we'll take timeout after one. It is Middletown 21, Trinity nothing. Back with the second quarter after this here in the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory, keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
start of the second quarter here at Cobo Field. 21-0 Middletown with the lead over the Trinity Shamrocks. Shamrocks have a third down and one at their own 44-yard line as we get set to start the second period. I'll give you an update. CV leads Central Dauphin early in the second, 7-0. CD just hit the upright on a field goal attempt. Third down and one here. Gus, people look over to the sideline. They have a bunch of receivers to the right side, single wide out to the left, but Gus, he's going to tuck and run himself. He gets enough for the first down. He only needed about a half a yard. Gets to the 45, and he'll move the chains for the Shamrocks.
Defensively, Tristan Maxwell is not out there right now for Middletown. Came off the field under his own power and went to the bench immediately, and the trainer was checking the back of his neck, now his hand, so not sure if he just rattled something in his neck, but checking that out right now, making sure he's okay.
First down and 10 at Trinity's own 45-yard line. Slot to the left and right. They switch Moody over to the left side. Poguski going to be a quick throw out to the right, and there's not going to be much there. It's almost like a screen without the screen, and only a yard on the completion.
Living on the shorter passes. You know, he's either going to have to fool the Raiders at some point. He's going to have to try to take a chance to go deep at some point, but Middletown's secondary speed has been pretty awesome so far this season.
Sean Scott making the catch at time. Same formation here. Slot to both sides. Moody in the backfield with quarterback Poguski. Shift the receivers around just a little bit. Everybody stays on the same side. Now Moody goes all the way out to the left side, so trips that way. Poguski looking to throw. Has some room. Has room to run. He is going to tuck it cross midfield, and he'll be knocked out of bounds right around the line to gain at the 45 in Middletown.
Well, I think Moody needs to do a better job at noticing when his quarterback's going to keep the ball. He crosses that line. Moody just kept standing there in the wideout spot instead of moving forward or cutting to the inside to pick up a block somewhere. He might have been able to get his quarterback a few more yards if he had paid a little bit more attention to what Poguski was doing with the football.
Third down and, we'll say, inches here. Ball almost at the 45-yard line of Middletown. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. They have an offset eye backfield with Poguski in the pistol with Moody right behind him. It's going to be Poguski keeping on the option, fakes the pitch, and he'll get clobbered right at the 45, but he's able to keep the momentum going enough to get the first down. So the Shamrocks putting together the best drive of the game for the green and white here as they look to get some points on the board.
And you got to give Poguski credit. He knows where the first down marker is. He knows where he has to at least get to get that first down.
First down and 10. Middletown 44-yard line. He'll look over to the sideline. He has three receivers to the left, one to the right. They switch Moody as the sidecar over from the left to right. Now he goes out in motion to the right side. And a lot of people left before the ball was snapped again. So a timing issue on the snap once again for the Shamrocks, and it'll cost them 5 yards.
Yeah, Hunter Becker getting a stink eye from his teammates as he goes back to the huddle, talking to him, trying to get this timing issue down when he's going to snap that football. These guys are all moving, and that football's still down on the ground.
Another score we can pass along to you after one quarter at Bishop McDevitt. It is 7-7 between Cedar Cliff and McDevitt.
Oh.
That's one we'll keep our eye on here throughout the evening. Four receivers all stacked up on the left side. Single receiver is McHale out to the right. Poguski going to look. He throws to Moody, who was the deepest, or the, rather the, I guess the shallowest guy, the furthest back for Trinity. And he goes forward for maybe 2 yards before he's tackled.
But the problem with that play was all those receivers just kind of went straight upfield, and the Raiders were coming at an angle over for the tackle when they get in the front, and no one got picked up. It's okay, you can run four, three, four guys down the field, but if you're not blocking anyone, it doesn't help your guy who just got the football.
Three receivers to the right side. Play fake. Poguski looking to throw. He gets hit right as he gets the pass off, but it is caught, and the ball is fumbled by Schlager. It's going to be picked up by Middletown.
McCoy.
Yep, that is Jonah McCoy, and he's going to return it all the way down. Where did they mark him out of bounds? I don't even see where the official marked him out. Oh, there he is, just short of midfield.
All right. It's on the far side, the Trinity side. Man, did Mokuski take a drilling when he got rid of that football. Noon making a big play out there. And then it was McCoy, who they talked about before the game, who came to Middletown this year from down the Landisville area, from Hempfield. And, you know, good kid. They say he's a nice kid, good student, hard worker, great attitude. Picks it up. Middletown has it back.
The Raiders at their own 48. Handoff up the middle. Fox trying to bounce outside. He'll take a tackler with him down to the Trinity. 47-yard line, a gain of 7 for Brady Fox. Middletown hasn't got much rushing the football here tonight. It's all been through the air.
That's because they haven't had any chances to run it. Yeah. Snavely throws touchdown pass after touchdown pass. It's like, hey, yeah, can you give us the ball back here every now and then? They'll take it either way. These guys are unselfish.
Leach goes in motion to the left, fake the sweep, and off underneath the Fox, big hole, and he is gone. Brady Fox is going to take it 45 yards to the house, and it's 27-0 Middletown.
Big hole opened up right side. Once he got through, that was it. No one close by to stop him, catch him, grab him, even throw something at him. And Middletown fans have seen in the home games, when Fox gets open, gets through the hole, or Thompson does, it's just like no man's land out there. They're gone. You look around, it's like, where's everybody else? They're already waving goodbye.
Yeah, the motion was to the left side, and Fox just went to the right, and nobody was there in green. Here's Donovan Brady for the extra point. It's up. It's good. We've got a flag, though. We'll see what that's all about before we step out for a break. It's going to be procedure against Middletown.
Kick it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brady, welcome site coming back. Cuneo did a nice job trying to fill in the last few weeks, but he knew that everyone was waiting for Brady to come back, and then when Middletown started missing those extra points, and you're wondering when he was coming back. He's got a nice leg to him, good boot, end over end, a good strength kick. And it can go a nice distance. He's keeping it right down the middle of the pipes. And I don't want to jinx him, so I'm going to knock on some wood right now.
So 5 yards extra here for the extra point. Snap, hold, kick is on the way, and the kick is right down the middle. We'll take timeout, 8:14 left to play in the first half. Middletown 28, Trinity nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Well, it's all Middletown here at Cobo Field tonight. Trinity High School, 28-0 Blue Raiders, as they, at least on offense, have been just able to score at will here when they've had the football.
Yeah, almost like the last few weeks. Almost like after the first quarter of the Lower Dolphin game.
Yeah.
Since then, they've been on a tear.
Brady.
That extra point kick just a moment ago by Brady, he could have added another 25, 30 yards onto it.
Yeah, at least another probably 20.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign. They'll kick it off here again. They'll boot it straight down the middle. Goes off of Park Porter, and he's able to pick it back up. But the fact that he missed it the first time put him in a bad spot, and he's going to be tackled at the 16-yard line.
I'll tell you, I really like this special teams unit on these kickoffs, because there's a lot of guys who aren't out there on offense and defense. So it's nice to see, you know, you see so many of these teams are using the same players, and instead Middletown Coach Myers integrating the guys who aren't maybe playing first team offense or defense. Who can we use? Who's there waiting, frothing at the mouth, waiting to get onto the field because they know they're going to get their chance out on special teams. So far, Trinity hasn't been able to get anything going with that.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Play fake as Boguski on the run, in trouble. He has to retreat now, heading back to the other side of the field. Throws a pass, and it's incomplete as it was in front of Moody, who was probably did better by not catching it. Oh, we've got a flag back.
I saw a block in the back, yeah. When he came back to the middle and was running the opposite way, he was about to get clocked. And look, whoever did that, I didn't get to see the number. They saved his butt from getting totally buried, pushing the Middletown defender from behind out of the way. But, again, you're going to take that penalty.
So this penalty is going to be 10 yards in the backfield. So it's half the distance of the goal from the six. So it should be back to the 3 yard line. So it's going to be first down and 23 for Trinity at their own 3 yard line. Guskey takes the snap. He'll roll right side in his own end zone. And he'll go across the line of scrimmage and just gets pushed out of bounds. He gets a couple yards across the five, maybe the six.
Yeah, and a smart move to run it out of bounds. No need to put yourself out there as, you know, damaged goods when you know you're not going to get much more. He saw a few guys, but Bobby Graham was the main one leading the way coming toward him. You see Bobby Graham coming towards you, yeah, take it out of bounds.
We'll call it at, don't really know where it's at.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
7 yard line, maybe?
I'm guessing 7 or 8.
Yeah. So second down at about 19. Play fake. Boguski looks to throw over the middle. It's tipped and incomplete. We've got a flag thrown over here on the near side. See what that's all about.
Almost picked off then by Hunter Landis, who, you know, was guarding that middle area. The ball got tipped by Trinity. I don't know if they're going to call a defensive hold against Middletown. They're going to call an offside against Trinity and an eligible man downfield against Trinity. So Brent Myers is out there leaning out. Hey,
even decline it.
Yeah. Might as well in the incomplete. They'll decline them both. Yeah, they get a third down.
Yeah, third down and 19. Yeah, there's no doubt you decline that.
Boguski's just trying to find a way to get rid of it. He's holding it too long. He's got to pick his receivers a lot quicker. And they've got to spread out a little bit more. It does them no good when they bunch up in threes and fours at times.
Boguski in the shotgun here. Hands it off to Moody. And he's going to try to cut back to the middle, get what he can. Maybe 2 yards out to the nine. And it'll be punt time for the Shamrocks.
And Jacoby getting in there, making the tackle. We saw him last week have a good game.
Colby rigged the punt from inside his own end zone. Taylor Mills back around midfield for Middletown.
Midway through the second quarter, Middletown up 28-0.
Rig takes the snap, now has to run, and he'll kick it on the run. Down and out of bounds, it will go across the 35 to the 30. It looks like they're going to mark it right at the 35-yard line. I was waiting for the illegal man downfield on that because when a punter sprints to the side,
yeah,
feeling a little bit of pressure, a lot of times the guys at the line will leave early, but they did not that time.
Yeah, some punters like to do that weird Australian rules football punt. Kind of running a little sideways and booting it on the fly. But, again, didn't get out too far. Middletown, great field position. Middletown can move this game at halftime to a mercy rule.
if they score here on this drive and kick the extra point. And in motion is Fox, going to be underneath, give to Thompson, up the middle, coming to the right side. He's going to have a first down, or will he? No, he's going to be just short of the first down. I'm going to mark him down at the 26-yard line for a gain of 9. Lee Thompson struggling here tonight. 4 carries, 15 yards.
Yeah, and didn't like how he was tackled on that last one, too. Kind of went down a little weird sideways, and he comes off the side of the field right now. Again, I mentioned, some players play differently in wet, slick conditions. Some good, some bad.
Slot left, wide right. Mills is in the right side, going in motion. Now goes, trips back there. It's going to be a lateral to him. He's going to have the first down. There's a flag thrown. He's down the sideline into the end zone. We've got a flag over there.
And I get the feeling it's coming back. Mills thinks he's got another one here in the books tonight for him, but the Zebras are talking it over, and Middleton's going to line back up on offense. So it was a hold. And that's the second time they've used that play tonight. They take Mills in motion, take him deep in the backfield going to the opposite side, and Snavely just flings it back in a lateral pass. We used to call it the old flare-out pass, but that's when the receiver was almost in front of the quarterback getting a lob from the side. This time it's kind of more of a straightforward lateral pass.
The second and 5 at the 30. Handoff goes to Fox, and he got his legs taken out from under him.
Shamrocks that time getting Isaac Somerville, 6'4" senior, taking out a couple of defensemen and able to get a piece of them. Well, we saw the Raiders. It's third down now with 5:40 to play in the second quarter, but we saw them already score on fourth down like it was nothing.
Wide out to either side. Snavely shotgun with Fox to his left. Leach in motion, but be a quick handoff to Fox. Trying to follow the blockers. Gets the first down, still on his feet. And finally will be tackled at the 20-yard line. A gain of 10. They get 11 down on the 19 and a first down.
Well, that front group of defensemen for Trinity and those who are coming in stunting or looking to get to Snavely have got to be made aware and better aware of if the ball is going to be handed off. And they're charging in, and they're completely forgetting about the running game that Middletown has. They just are trying to get it Snavely so quickly that it's opening up those holes.
Hughes is way wide to the left side. Leach is on the right. He goes in motion. It's going to be a handoff underneath to Thompson. Breaks a tackle, still on his feet at the 5, and he's ripped down from behind at about the 6, and a late flag is thrown in.
Well, he all but got the Jimmy Superfly Snooka sleeper hold from behind, just choking him from the neck and pulling him back in. It was an ugly tackle because he was being tackled by one guy, and the other guy came in from behind, literally wrapped the arm right around the throat area and pulled him back down from behind. I don't know if a Raider player came in then on kind of a little retaliation or said something. They got to call it a personal foul against Middletown. And I think that's what Brett Myers is saying right now to those guys. Like, hey, but they're saying, well, it wasn't a horse collar.
But Thompson gets 13 yards on the run, and then it's a dead ball personal foul. Does that make it first and 10 or first and 12?
12?
I think it's going to be first and 10. Because remember, the personal foul is after.
Yeah, they're going to move the...
So they got to move it back.
All right, so good call. You're right. And the official on that side walking back notices and says, you got to move the chains back.
Throw the football back to the 21-yard line. Single receiver out way wide to the left side. Two backs in the backfield. It's Majerski leading the way for Fox, who just barrels forward, gets about 5-6 yards before being stopped.
Clock keeps on ticking at 4:30 here in the second quarter. Middletown up 28-0. They'd like to put that ball in the end zone one more time rack one more score up and get it to 35. 35 is the mercy rule, but it doesn't start until after halftime.
To give him four on that first down carry. It's second down and six at the 17-yard line. Thompson in motion, going to get the give, going left side, trying to find the corner, and he will be caught and tackled for no gain on the play.
Yeah, good pursuit on the far side by Trinity. And Colby Rigg going over there, and also Dante Minotta. Minotta's the one who eventually got him. Didn't get much open. That's just good pursuit. You know, staying in front of the runner, running across the line. We're back to another third down situation.
Yep, third down and six. Football at the Trinity 17-yard line. Middletown leading 28-0 here. 3.5 minutes to play in the first half. Two receivers to the right. Snavely in the shotgun. He'll have Fox in motion in front of him. It's going to be play fake. Looking to throw. It's caught. That is Malik Noon. And Malik Noon is in the end zone for a touchdown. 17-yard pass from Snavely to Noon. It's 34-0.
Noon was covered tightly there by Sean Scott, but he's got good size, decent speed. Once again, Snavely knew he only had a couple seconds. He had a man on him as he got rid of that football. He totally blocked out the pressure coming in on him, with the exception of knowing he had to get rid of it. And another perfect pass. Nice catch by Noon, taking it in. The Raiders can move it to mercy here. But that won't start again until the second half.
Right. Donovan Brady in for the extra point. Try to make it 35. There's the snap, the hold, the kick is on the way, and the kick is good. We'll take timeout. 3:14 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 35, Trinity nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
Welcome back, Cobo Field here at Trinity High School, 35-0 in favor of Middletown with 3:14 left to play in the second quarter. So second half will be under the mercy rule, and hopefully we can wrap things up quickly here this evening, and hopefully we don't have a 40-minute halftime.
We're not in West Perry.
No, we are not in West Perry. So Brady's kick it off once again for Middletown. The kick coverage has been pretty good for the Raiders. Nice high kick. Going to be taken by McHale back inside his own 5-yard line. And again, Middletown will prevent the Shamrocks from getting past the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and again, it's different guys getting upfield, making the stop. That time it was Wyatt Smith. You want to make that contribution. Hey, if you're not good enough to be the starter on, you know, as a running back or the quarterback or the wide receiver, but you're still a good player, your talents can be used somewhere. And that's what you like seeing in a smaller school like Middletown, is all the guys getting action and giving other guys a break, especially on kickoffs, one of the most highly injury-prone plays of a football game.
Yeah, you see the NFL trying to basically eliminate that.
Yeah.
Timeout's going to be taken here by Trinity. They did not have the correct personnel alignment.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned the NFL, because what the NFL is doing is telling teams, okay, if you don't run the ball back, if you take the touchback in the end zone, you're going to start at the 25 now instead of the 20-yard line. So a lot of teams are thinking, you know what, not a bad move to start at the 25. Hey, you're already one-fourth of the way down the field, so we'll take it there. 20 was kind of always iffy. But now you see a lot of teams saying, why not? We'll just sit on it here in the end zone.
And actually now what you're seeing is teams start to have their kicker just pooch it up and pop it up and try to have it come down at about the 5 yard line.
Exactly.
Right in the corner, and basically invite them to try to return it.
I get the feeling if Tyer Mills was playing in the NFL, was in the end zone, it wouldn't matter to him. He's running it out.
He's running it out.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Gusky in the shotgun, three receivers to the right, one to the left, has a hard time fielding the snap. It is loose. It's picked up by Middletown, and it is going to be Middletown football as Blake Jacoby comes away with it, and they are going to be down inside the 10-yard line.
Jacoby was right there in a big pile, and Gusky couldn't hold on to that ball. It was loose back there, and next thing you know, Jacoby's got it and running with it.
So first and 10 for Middletown. Looks like the ball is about on the 3 yard line. We're guessing because we have.
Yeah, it's a little, the line marking's a little tough and with the wet conditions and.
Actually, I'll call it the 2. It looks like the 2.
All right.
Thompson is the lone setback. He's going to get the pitch, trying to string it wide, walks in untouched. 41-0 Middletown with 2:57. Left to play in the first half on a 2-yard touchdown run for Jalen Thompson.
Well, they wanted to get to 35 at halftime. They've added on. And this is, again, making a statement in this conference in which Middletown is kind of a middle-of-the-road team. They've got teams bigger than them, teams that are smaller than them in size of numbers I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And Middletown is just going out there saying, bring them on. I'll take you down.
Well, Trinity is another triple-A school, as is Middletown. So this is a similar size for Blue Raiders. Here's Brady's extra point on the way. It is good. And we will take timeout once again. 2:57 left to play in the first half. It is Middletown 42, Trinity nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Two 57 up to play in the first half here at Cobo Field at Trinity. It's 42-0 Middletown. I think coming into this game, we knew that Middletown was a pretty heavy favorite here.
Yeah.
I don't know if we expected 42-0 at this point, but we expected it to be lopsided. We
right.
were hoping to get the mercy rule intact. And we got it early, and now we got a bonus touchdown on top of it. So here's Brady to kick it off. A nice high kick once again. And this is going to go off of the would-be returner into the end zone. So Trinity will start at the 20-yard line this time.
Well, we have missed that foot, haven't we?
Yeah.
Man, that kid can boom him. I love it. He's healthy again. He's nailing them each time. Again, you're seeing a complete team right now with what they're doing. Well, we haven't even seen the punt tonight, but you're seeing a complete team of special teams, offense, defense, the kicking game.
I'll tell you, with how they have been able to throw the ball, and it's not like there's one receiver they're throwing to. It's anybody. This offense is wide open.
Yeah.
Middletown is going to be tough for anybody to stop unless you can overwhelm the offensive line, and the offensive line for Middletown has been just doing a tremendous job.
On our other game tonight, Cumberland Valley leading Central Dolphin 10-7 at halftime. We will run down all the scores for you coming up during the halftime show.
Gusky, quick slant, and it is going to be incomplete. Flags are thrown all over the place. It's Stetler and...
Well, it was Mills who was riding his back. Yeah, he was getting a piggyback ride. He was on him and holding him a little bit, had the arm already around him as the pass was coming. So he knows it. He came walking towards the sideline. The coaches kind of looked at him. Got J.J. Ortiz, a defensive coordinator, and it's like, hey, look, You're on them. You're holding them. It's tough guarding that slant. And you want to be as tight as you can on the man, but he got beat by a step and had to pretty much crawl back behind. Trinity gets a pickup without doing anything.
First down and 10, Trinity at their own 35-yard line. Begeski in the shotgun will once again look over to the sideline. And they'll have a slot to the right, wide to the left. Moody in the backfield will shift over to the left side. It'll be a quick throw that is caught out there behind the line of scrimmage, and that is going to be Ruiz, and he's going nowhere, going to be, lose a yard or two on the completion.
Was it Ruiz or was it Hayden Landis?
Hayden Landis is a Middletown player, so no. I'm talking about who caught the ball.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, Landis, I think, made that stop. Got in quickly there. Good read.
Second and 12. Begoski in trouble. Just sidesteps, getting crushed in the backfield, rolling. Now throws on the run, and it is going to be knocked around and incomplete. Leach made the play defensively. He was once again looking to get it to Trajan Ruiz. But Leach makes the play defensively, and it's incomplete.
That was fun watching it because all three players were going down on their back. The ball's batting around in the air, hitting everyone. One's out of bounds. Bogusky did a nice job in holding that ball to the last second in the pocket and had two, three players on him and quickly using that, you know, the wet turf, all of a sudden quickly slipping to his left, getting out of the way and getting open to try and lob that. I thought he should have just kept it and run it.
He did a good job of not getting killed by Jacoby, too.
Right.
Three receivers to the right side. Begoski looking to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Fires too high, though, and it is intercepted by Trey Leach at the 47-yard line.
He dove for it. He kept it off the grass. He had to really stretch out. And Leach getting in there. Middletown gets it back with 2:02 to go in the half. And another chance to rack up more points here in the second quarter. Better say that, folks tuning in. I think it's in the fourth. And we've got football for you tomorrow. 12:45, LVC hosting Delaware Valley. Check us out on 91.1 FM. You can watch the game as well on LVC TV using GoDutchman.com.
Double wing formation. Fox is the lone running back in the backfield. He'll get the give on a counter going to the left side and just trying to push forward. Gets a couple yards, cross the 45 to the 43-yard line, give him three.
You know, one thing Middletown's not giving away is the full playbook. You know, these teams that they play in the future, they get tapes of games, and they're pretty much only seeing one half of football. And watching Middletown's offense out there for a minimal amount of time.
Snavely looking to throw deep. Has Hughes caught at the 20-yard line. He goes down to the turf as he catches the football. So a 23-yard completion to Ryan Hughes as a Middletown first down. As that's another 23 yards for Snavely.
And Hughes, a nice deep post pattern. Raiders quickly get back to the line with 1:25.
Handoff is going to go to that Trey Leach with
that
the ball.
Is,
yeah, it's Trey Leach running the football down inside the 10 for another first down. It'll be first and goal at the 9-yard line.
I think they put him out there in the right wing, kind of used him in a counter play, and found an opening on the counter play up the middle. Yeah, they're going to work their two-minute offense.
First and goal. Thompson in motion, gets the give, gets ripped down in the backfield. Nice defensive play by Alexander Schlager of the Shamrocks.
Yeah, he's 6'3". He's a senior and read it perfectly and didn't allow Thompson to get much out of that.
Double wing formation again. Fox back there. Play fake. Snavely looking to throw. Throws, and it's incomplete. He was looking to hit Leach crossing over to the left side, but that's the first incompletion of the game for Snavely.
Yeah, kind of slung that one down there. It was maybe just a few inches too high. And with the ball being a little wet, too, Leach was just unable to pull it in. I really thought he was just going to lob it out to the left side. He had Thompson wide open on the left side flats. And I think had he gotten to him, he would have probably taken it to the house.
Third down, 15. Two receivers left, one to the right. Leach comes in motion. Snavely will throw into traffic, and that is going to be incomplete as well. It'll be fourth down and goal from the 15.
That was Sean Scott. Good coverage across the middle.
Let Brady go out and kick a field goal.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see what distance he can hit.
We have an ineligible receiver downfield for Middletown. Yeah, take the penalty?
Well, that would be a mistake, wouldn't it? Because Raiders really don't care where they are on the field at this point in the game. They'll pick up 20 if they have to.
What are you going to do? Trinity going to – they should decline it. I mean –
Yeah. I was going to say, that's a smart move. So the Raiders are still going to go for it, and Raiders got a touchdown on a fourth down early in this game.
They'll try it here again. Fourth and goal from the 15 of Trinity. Slot left, wide right is Fox, who will go in motion in front of Snavely. Play fake to him. Snavely looking to throw deep down the middle. It's going to be intercepted at the goal line. And that's going to be Trinity ball, but the intercepting player fumbled, and Middletown has it back at the 10.
Yeah, ran it back, got hit, ball went flying out, and one of the Raiders, I don't know if it was Leach or someone, was right there near the pile and got the ball. So they start out again. Turnover, second turnover on the play, and it's a first down for Middletown. What is the luck of that? There's 23 seconds left to go. Raiders have the football down right on the 10-yard line.
Yep, first and goal at the 10. Pitch, Fox. He will go close to the end zone, but he's going to be down just shy of it. Looks like he's going to be down to the 1-yard line.
They're going to line up quick. 13 seconds and counting.
They'll line up very quickly with 7 seconds to go. Pitch, Fox again. Same play. Follows the blockers into the end zone for the touchdown. 1-yard touchdown run for Brady Fox as the horn sounds here to end the first half. Middletown will kick the extra point, though.
We want to end the game instead of the half. Whew. There was 1 second on the clock or so, and they'll just leave it at zero and go in at halftime here.
Mercifully, they will just leave it go. It was at 6/10 of a second.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think anybody's going to make any arguments here. Brady in for the extra point.
He can go 7 for 7.
Snap, hold, kick on the way. It is good once again. So we have reached halftime. Our score at the break here, it is Middletown 49, Trinity nothing. Back with the halftime show after this here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, head markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite, or carry out. pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers, or fries. It's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We're DHL Supply Chain.
Number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Welcome back to Cobo Field here at Trinity High School. We are at halftime here. It is all Middletown, 49-0. We'll take a look at the halftime statistics here for Trinity. Rushing, Casey Bukowski, the quarterback, 7 keepers for 34 yards. Trey Moody ran it 5 times for 3 yards. Receiving, Trajan Ruiz, 3 catches for 11 yards. Jack McHale, 1 for 14. Trey Moody, 2 catches for 2 yards. Ty Knopp, 1 for 4. Sean Scott, 1 for 1. So a lot of dink and dunks there for the Shamrocks. Bukowski in the first half, 9 for 13, 42 yards. Passing. Team totals for the Shamrocks on the ground, 12 carries, 37 yards, 42 through the air, 79 yards of total offense for Trinity in the first half. They also had 4 turnovers in the first half play. For Middletown, rushing leader is Brady Fox. He has 11 carries, 87 yards, 2 touchdowns. Been kind of a quiet night for Jalen Thompson rushing the football. He has 8 carries for 24 yards and a touchdown. Mills has a run for 6 yards. Trey Leach has a carry for 11 yards. Receiving, Tyre Mills, 2 catches, or rather 3 catches, 76 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Also have Jalen Thompson with a 43-yard touchdown catch. Brian Hughes, 1 for 23. Chris Plummer, 1 for 31. Malik Noon, 1 for 17. Chase Snavely in the first half was 7 for 10, 190 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception. That was the only turnover of the half for Middletown. Team totals for the Raiders, 21 carries, 128 on the ground, 190 through the air, 318 yards of total offense in the first half. We'll just read over the touchdowns for Middletown. They just came often in the first half. Thompson, a 43-yard pass from Snavely. Sarah Mills, an 18-yard pass from Snavely. Mills, another touchdown catch of 36 yards. It was 21-0 after one. Then in the second quarter, Brady Fox, a 45-yard touchdown run. Malik Noon, 17-yard reception. Thompson, a 2-yard run. And Fox, a 1-yard run right at the buzzer. Donovan Brady, 7 for 7 on his extra points. And Middletown leads 49-0. And I know one thing I'm going to have to look up next week for next week, and that is, when was the last time Middletown put 50 points on the board 2 weeks in a row?
Oh.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look at that one, because Middletown had 50 last week against East Pennsboro.
Yeah.
Sure, they don't have 50 here tonight, but
it very well could be. You don't know. And someone asked me this week, they missed our comments and missed your stat when you were going to look up the back-to-back shutouts a couple weeks ago, and they didn't hear what the answer was to that. And I believe you addressed that last week, 1995, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was 1995. I think it was Palmyra and CD East. One was 28-0, one was 35-0. And then the week after that was the week the Middletown played Lower Dauphin, the year that the Falcons went to the Quad A state championship game.
Right.
And Middletown played Lower Dauphin 7-7 in regulation. The Raiders lost 21-14 in double overtime in that game. So that was the last time that there were double shutout or 2 shutouts in a row. Now I'm going to have to look up 50 points in a row.
Yeah,
I don't know when that would have been.
Well, and we might get to the point this season, how many shutouts in a season, too. You know, again, we're only speculating, and this is a nice problem to have. And you don't want to get too cocky about it. You don't want to get too arrogant. You're at the midway point of the season, but for most teams who are successful this is where you want your team to be. And take nothing away from Trinity. I'm sure they're licking their wounds right now, and they're going to have that type of a night. And Middletown has had that type of a night many years ago at different bad seasons when they struggled. And it's just, you know, it's one of those phases where sometimes you're going to have a season like that, sometimes you're not. You know, Trinity's not doing anything really wrong. It's just the fact that they have matched up against a team that is very solid right now. I'm still surprised that these I don't want to call them bogus ratings in the Patriot News, but they still have Middletown just listed as a honorable mention in the States.
Well, that's because nobody in the AAA top 10 has lost over the past couple weeks. That's the only reason why.
Oh, no, there's a bunch of teams in AAA that have one loss.
No, that have lost since everybody has realized that Middletown is as good as they are.
Yeah.
Middletown was kind of an unknown commodity because Lower Dauphin was an unknown commodity coming into the year. Again, we expected Middletown to beat Lower Dauphin in the first game. And Middletown, you know, 27-7 in that first week. Then they beat Northern, a team that was, you know, nobody really knew that much about. And then West Perry, that certainly wasn't a big game. But certainly Middletown landed on the map last week. With an East Pennsboro team that came in at 3-0, and Middletown just straight wrecked them. I mean,
yeah, they sure did.
So everybody's on notice now. Anytime any of the AAA teams, because none of the AAA in the top 10 of the Penn Live guy, I think Epler does that, but nobody in the top 10 has lost the last 2 weeks because I almost expected Middletown to jump in as long as somebody would lose.
But here's what gets me, Steve. These guys have seen Middletown now. We know they've seen Middletown. They haven't seen the Aliquippas and the Beaver Falls and all these other teams out west and north and all that stuff. And here it is, a team that you've seen, and especially last week when they saw it, they had to be impressed by what they saw. And that's okay. You don't need to put us in the top 10. Any coach will tell you that. That's fine. We'll just go out and do it week by week because the paper means nothing.
No,
it's what you do on the field.
That is correct. The paper means absolutely zero. So whether or not Middletown's rated first, whether or not they're rated 15th, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is going 1-0 every weekend.
Yeah.
And right now the Raiders are certainly going to do that here tonight. They're going to go to 5-0. Looks like we'll get an update on Paul Myra here a little later, but Paul Myra will look to do the same, and we'll have a pretty big clash next week down at the War Memorial Field between probably two unbeaten teams, Middletown and Paul Myra. So we'll take time out and get our score here at halftime. It is Middletown 49, Trinity nothing. Back with more of the Halftime Show after this here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Serving the Middletown area for over 30 years, Tim knows how to move Middletown properties. Thinking of buying or selling, Tim Clouser and RE/MAX Realty Select, located at 250 East Park Drive near the Home Depot, can handle all of your real estate needs. That's Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select at 526-4300 or online at timclouser.com.
The Brownstone Cafe cooks up homestyle meals in a relaxed atmosphere. The Brownstone Cafe has a variety of daily specials, and their menu is filled with a wide selection of pastas, steaks, seafood, soups, and desserts. The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, and their staff wishes the Raiders good luck during the season. The Brownstone Cafe in downtown Middletown, open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., Sundays 8 to 8.
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage, offering engine work, brakes, exhaust, front-end alignment, and tires. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 12, or by appointment. That's Jack's Auto Sales, 2189 West Harrisburg Pike, on Route 230 in Middletown. Their number is 944-7363, or online at www.jacksautosales.net.
C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping can handle all of your lawn care needs. They do mowing, landscaping, full tree service, snow removal, and so much more. And they're now accepting new commercial and residential customers for next year. C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping. Anything under the sun can be done. That's C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, 982-0701. That's 982-0701. PA 853-972.
Black Horse Tavern is under new management. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, the Black Horse Tavern has all-you-can-eat crab legs on Tuesdays, tacos and trivia on Thursday nights, and steak for two on Saturday nights. They also have the NFL ticket and all-day game specials on Saturdays and Sundays. Carryout is available, and they have private rooms for special occasions. That's the Black Horse Tavern, located at the corner of Main and Pine Streets in Middletown.
Welcome back. We are at halftime. John Wilsbach, Steve Leedy, Owen Hedder, our studio producer, Damar Parker. Halftime score, 49-0. John Wilsbach with you, reminding you to tune in tomorrow morning for our All Oldies Saturday, brought to you by Members First. It starts at 6:30, bright and early, all the way till noontime, playing only the 50s and the 60s every Saturday morning. I think we had a little technical problem last week for that first hour in the morning, but we think we have those cleared up. We'll call them technical problems. We won't blame it on the students. But tune in tomorrow for that. Then we've got LVC football for you in the afternoon at 12:45 as they host Delaware Valley. You're tuning in for Central Dolphin Cumberland Valley. That game is on our other stream. So if you're at WMSSFM.com, switch to the alternate stream. Or if you're on the TuneIn app, you just click on your little icon there and put choose stream and click on that. It'll show you another stream that you can click on and listen to the Central Dolphin Cumberland Valley game. And I'm sure that one will be joining that. Well, I'll say we'll be joining it, but it will be on still going after our game is probably over with. So you folks will be able to tune in to the alternate stream and listen to that the rest of the night. Also, we remind you that Sundays we still have five church services starting at 10 a.m. all the way into the afternoon till 4 o'clock. So catch WMSS there. Our website, WMSSFM.com, has the information you need to know about our upcoming broadcast. And next Friday night, again, home, Palmyra. 6:40 with the airtime kickoff at 7 o'clock. And a very good chance I will not be at that next week joining you guys. LVC homecoming next weekend, and I'll be doing the emceeing of their Hall of Fame dinner banquet on Friday. But who knows? It got out early last year and started making it back early last year, that Milton Hershey game. So maybe we'll still see. But, hey, the way the Raiders are playing, who knows? Could be another mercy rule next week and they'll be done before you know it. That's where we are here in the second half. It'll be mercy rule, which means the clock will continue to run with the exception of timeouts, injuries, change of possession. Otherwise, it just keeps on going, which is what you want. But look for Middletown to rust a lot of guys who don't need to get the action and don't need to get banged up any more than they are. You, of course, heard me criticize East Pennsboro last week when they kept their star player in the game late in the contest, even the Middletown second team was in there, obviously probably just to try to pad some stats. But, yeah, that's when you're setting yourself up for injuries. He should have been out of that game. Well, what as we get down here to the end of the halftime, Steve, let's see what scores you've got up so far.
Trying to find what I can here. Around the mid-pen area, here are the scores we have at halftime. Cumberland Valley leads Central Dolphin 10-7. That game over Chapman Field at Cumberland Valley. Central Dolphin East leads Chambersburg 24-13. That one is at the half. Cedar Cliff leads Bishop McDevitt 20-14 at halftime. And if Bishop McDevitt loses that one, they will have four losses on the season already. So that's not good trying to get into... I think they're quad A, though. I don't think they're 5A.
I believe you're right. I believe they're 4A. And I'm sure a lot of people gave the, as you gave that comment, a lot of people at home were going, aww.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's
I could hear it.
Feeling pretty bad about that. Shippensburg leads poor Jimmy Buck 52-0. You know, we root for the Rockets every week. But
we do, but we know they're a lost cause. Even when we went down there and played them years ago, back in the early 2000s, I think it was.
I have all the scores in the Capital Division. Palmyra leads Boiling Springs 20-7 at the half.
All right.
Milton Hershey leads Camp Hill 18-0. And at halftime, it is East Pennsboro 7, Steel High 3.
Oh.
We're getting at some of the other scoreboards down York way. Halftime scores, Dover leads Eastern York 7-6. Bermudian over Fairfield 28-14. York Catholic over Hanover 14-7. We have Redland and Lower Dauphin. They are tied at 7 at halftime. Northeastern over Erin, Redland are tied at the half at 7. Waynesboro leads Northern. That is 13-0 at halftime.
Back to Lower Dauphin. We'll have them next week on our alternate stream, since Central Dauphin's not playing Friday night. We'll have them on the alternate stream next week here on WMSSFM.com.
Southwestern leads Central York 7-3. Spring Grove over New Oxford 6-0. Gettysburg leads Susquehannock 27-3. West York over Kennerdale 26-0. Dallastown leads York 13-7. York Suburban over Northern Lebanon 27-13. Game that's going into the second half already. Interesting one for Middletown. It is Littlestown and DeLone Catholic are scoreless in the third quarter. And Littlestown, if you looked at the ratings, is just ahead of Middletown as far as points go in the AAA area. Lancaster Lebanon, all these games are halftime or just into the third quarter. So we'll just call them all halftime scores. Donegal over Elko 7-0. Cedar Crest leads Garden Spot 6-0. Anvil Cleona over Lancaster Catholic 29-14. Warwick leads Lebanon 27-6. York Suburban over Northern Lebanon 27-13. Cocalico leads Manheim Central. That's the big game in LL. 14-10 in favor of Cocalico in that one. Manheim Township over Conestoga Valley 27-0. Wilson leads McCaskey 32-0. Hempfield over Penn Manor 21-10. Second quarter scores. Eatstown over Solanco 12-7. Lampeter Strasburg 28-0. And Peckway Valley leads Columbia 14-0. And we got a couple others here. Mifflin County over Greencastle Antrim 14-10 at halftime. And that's it.
Yeah, we're set for the second half.
So Middletown will kick off to the Shamrocks here to start the second half of play. And again, it's going to be...
I'd make this a JV game in the second half. I would have gone to the coach at halftime and said, hey, look, this game's already over. JV tomorrow, it's going to be wet. Let's play JV second half.
Well, I expect the starters to start the half, and then we'll probably see some white shirts out there.
Yeah.
Maybe after the first drive or so. There's Brady to kick it away. He'll kick it down the sideline. It goes through everybody. If Trinity has to run back, pick it up. It's going to be McHale who picks it up. And he's going to bring it out, not get to the 20-yard line again. So Trinity will start with relatively poor field position here at their own 17-yard line.
And Middletown will be starting with a whole bunch of clean shirts on defense.
Yep, this is all second unit.
Yep. Yeah. And I just was notified that the JV game tomorrow is canceled. So JV canceled, so there you go. You know, Raiders did what they had to. Get the varsity done the first half, play JV second.
Second unit in defensively for Middletown. Looks like the starter's still out there for Trinity. Is Bogusky going to roll? And now he's going to throw, and it's going to be intercepted. Is that going to be called a pick by Truesdale? Wow, what a outstanding defensive play. He had to go full extension and pull that in with one hand. It's going to be Middletown football.
Oh, that was nice. And, you know, the camera angle here, Ken Schaefer up on top the press box does the videographer. He does such a great job. That was facing him. I bet he has a great image and great shot of that we'll see in the postseason when they show all the highlights at the football banquet. That was a great catch.
So Middletown has it, the 27-yard line. Scott Ash is your quarterback, as it will be the second unit offensively for Middletown as well, and Trinity is going to be offsides here.
Yeah, this is the right thing to do. You don't need anyone getting hurt out here in the slick conditions. You certainly want to get guys into a four-quarter game strength, but you don't need it. You don't need it. Don't need to get guys hurt. Get these guys action. You're up 49-0. Clock's going to keep on ticking with the mercy rule in effect.
And now it's going to go to Antonio Gamble. He breaks a tackle but loses his footing a little bit. He's going to gain 3 yards to the 20-yard line.
And you got guys like Gamble out there who are going to get the ball. Lopez, the freshman. You know, let them start getting some more work in this situation. You'll know when they're going to be called upon during a game to step in if someone would get injured or needs a break.
Butterbush in the backfield. It's going to be Ash in trouble. I think he was looking for somebody to hand it to that was not there, and he bootlegged right into a defender.
Yeah, clearly a busted play because everything was moving to the left. He turned to the right. There was no one there. No blocking, nothing. Three Trinity players.
Oh, we'll just call that a run for a loss of six for Ash. It's going to be third down and eight.
I was emailing with Middletown's all-time leading rusher, Rodney Ramsey, today. Talk about that in a second.
And off goes right in the middle. Butterbush going to get the first down. Going to be down inside the five-yard line. Nice run by Abel Butterbush.
Yeah, down to about the two or three. Butterbush on that right side finds an opening, gets it down there.
The football is on the two-yard line, so we'll give him 23 on that last carry. First and goal at the two. Ash under center. Hands it off to Butterbush, trying to go to the right side, but he's going to be turned back. Not going to get into the end zone here on this try.
That was amazing. He got at least back to the line of scrimmage because Ash held that ball and wasn't even sure if he wanted to even hand it off there already. A little penetration on the right side of the offensive line. This JV team would like to show its stuff a little bit here in the second half.
Second down and goal from the two of Trinity. High snap, handoff, Gamble up the middle, and it is a touchdown, Middletown. 2 yard touchdown run for Antonio Gamble. And it is 55-0 in favor of the Blue Raiders.
Gamble, just a junior, 175 pounds. He's a big kid, 5'10". I like his size. I like his speed. I like when he's come into these games late because when he's gotten the ball, he's always done something with it. He runs with a lot of confidence.
This is going to be Joe Cuneo in to try the extra point here as we've got a flag, and it'll make it a little more challenging. As Middletown head.
Look, Brady did a great job coming in tonight. 7 for 7 on the extra point kicks after being out a couple weeks with injuries. Cuneo has struggled a little bit. So, you know, 0 for 3, it was 0 for 3 last week, if
yeah,
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 0 for 3.
So it's good to maybe get his confidence back up again. I'm sure he's been working hard in practice all week.
That'll be 5 yards longer. Here's the kick. This one's on the way. This looks good. It is good. So we will take timeout, 8:36 left to play in the third quarter. It's Middletown 56, Trinity nothing. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The new S&H Screen Printing and Awards, formerly Hughes Awards and Triple S Screen Printing, have combined forces to bring the Middletown area quality and service with their own in-house screen printing, awards, trophies, and promotional products. They have two locations to serve you, 6 West Main Street, Hummelstown, and 3300 East Harrisburg Pike, Middletown. Their number is 944-6680 or 566-0245. That's S&H Screen Printing and Awards.
Fifty-six, nothing. Middletown over Trinity. 8:36 left to play in the third quarter. As the Raiders will kick off once again. in Middletown. Well, I guess now they can look forward to the to their game next week against Palmyra. Again, Palmyra was up 20-7 at halftime against Boiling Springs, but you certainly expect them to win that game and be undefeated into Big Capital Division clash next week at War Memorial Field. Kicked off goes McHale. He has trouble fielding it. Gets it, though, at the 20-yard line, but tackled immediately at the 22.
I was mentioning about Rodney Ramsey, all-time leading rusher in Middletown history. And, of course, Thompson is in the chase. Now, coming into tonight, Thompson only needed 63 yards to get to the 3,000 mark, but 473 yards going into tonight to break Rodney Ramsey's record. We're going to get Rodney on halftime one of these upcoming weeks.
First down and 10 for Trey. Bogusky still in there at quarterback at their own 22-yard line. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Moody in the backfield, along with the quarterback. Gusky takes the snap. Quick throw out to the left side, and it's going to be a loss on the play as he got it to Dante Mineta.
Truesdale in on the tackle on that far side. That first half, we saw a lot of tackles by Hunter Landis. We had four in the first half. Mills had three.
Second down, 11. We've got flags thrown. Looks like Middletown jumped offside the way the official threw the flag.
By the way, what did Thompson finish with tonight? I don't know. He
didn't have much.
Didn't have much. Most of the touchdowns came in the passing game.
Yeah, Thompson had ended up with 24 yards on six or on eight carries.
So he can do it at home next week, go over the 3,000 mark.
Yeah. Second down and six. Quick pass, and it's going to be caught, but not much on the gain. That is to Ruiz. Yeah, give him 4 yards, almost out to the, looks like, 28-yard line.
Another tackle by Truesdale.
A 3-yard completion.
Homecoming's just a few weeks away, folks.
Third down and three. Three receivers to the left as Moody goes in motion that way. Bogusky looking to throw in some trouble. Now he'll heave it deep, and it's just overthrown. Looking to get it to Ruiz. He broke free from the coverage, but it was just out of his reach.
Homecoming weekend, October 21-22. Saturday afternoon game the night before. Join the Alumni Association tours of the brand new Middletown High School tailgate party on Saturday, the business meeting and dinner in the evening. Look for that newsletter coming out in the mail. Get your information off of...
I got mine today.
Oh, very nice. Off of RaiderWeb.org or their Facebook, Middletown Area Alumni Association.
Colby Rigg will punt it, and it's going to come over into the sideline here, and going to be out of bounds at the Middletown 45-ish. They're going to mark it right on the 45.
There you go. We had Earl Bright on last week, president of the Alumni Association, all the great things they do for the various programs. Of course, they, the Middletown Area Alumni Association, provides funding for our streaming. For those of you listening online from outside the area on the internet or the TuneIn app, thank the Middletown Area Alumni Association. And they're going to have their own area at Middletown High School featuring past greats and things like that. They look for your support, your membership. So make sure you take care of that. As soon as you get that newsletter, whether it was today or if you get it tomorrow in the mail.
And again, just do the lifetime membership.
Yeah, you and I are both lifetimers. Easy, simple.
It only took me 20-some years to finally do it, but I finally did it.
We can get Brian Kaiser to do that, then we'll be all happy.
Yeah, good luck with that. Hand off on first down. That goes to Edwin Figueroa, and he will go more east-west than north-south, and he'll lose 2 yards running over to the far side.
That's why we threw him on the Central Dolphin games again this year. Told him he's not coming back as a regular here until he pays his lifetime dues. He'll be with the Lower Dolphin game next week. Steve will have the Palmyra game. Brian will have Lower Dolphin on the internet stream.
Second down and 13, split backfield. Handoff goes to Gamble. Coming over to the left side, he fumbled the football. Are they going to call it a fumble?
I thought he was already down.
I thought he was down.
Ball popped out. A couple players dove into the pile, but I think they're rolling him down.
Yeah.
Clock ticking under 5 minutes here in the third. Rolling along a quick one with a mercy rule in effect. Every time you think of this Middletown-Trinity matchup, it always goes back to the big game, bag of Middletown. Playoff game, Marcus Heil with the interception late.
And off on third down and 13, that is Lopez going to get the give going to the right side. And he picks up a few yards, give him about 5 before being stopped. We do have time we don't really need to talk about the game too much. The series in between Middletown and Trinity, 7-5 in favor of Middletown. So there's only been 12 previous meetings. When was the first time these two teams played? That's my trivia question for you.
I remember broadcasting Middletown Trinity at Cumberland Valley High School. That's where they would play their games. Let me think of the year.
Fourth down here. Middletown will punt it away. It's going to be Trey Leach doing the punting. Short kick, but is going to stay away from everybody and bounce out of bounds around the 35-yard line.
Wow. I want to say like 83 or 84, but for some reason I'm thinking it's 81 or 82. It was early 80s. That's my guess.
Yeah, right.
and it's in that block of those four years now.
And if you think about how the schedule is done every 2 years, you can probably figure out which 2 years they played in the 80s.
As we get a timeout, what year?
It has you have the years.
I know I've got the years. I gave you 4 years there.
Yes.
And I'm thinking it was 82 and 83.
That is correct, because the two-year cycle starts on the even number here. Handoff on first down goes to Colby Rigg, as he will get maybe a yard on first down for Trinity.
Yeah, they used to play their games at Cumberland Valley. They even played over on City Island for many years because they didn't have the stadium here.
Yeah.
And finally, they got their, they called it their Field of Dreams. They did a fundraiser and raised some capital and were able to build a nice little stadium here behind the high school in Shirestown.
Majewski will throw it on second down and 10. Tosses. That is going to be complete. It's going to be a first down for Alexander Schlager. And he will have 11 yards and move the chains for the Shamrocks. Yeah, it's... I'll gripe about this field because I just don't like how low we are. It's very difficult to see the angles here. But, yeah, there's no place like a home for a high school. And it's good that Trinity has their own field here to play on, for sure. But Guskey looking to throw on first down. Throws overthrown and incomplete.
Well, I'll take this any day over the old McDevitt field.
Oh, man.
Up on the rock.
Well, that's what they...
Or as I call it, the dirt pile.
No, we called it the rock pile. So,
the rock pile, yeah. There wasn't much grass there.
Oh, God.
He parked in the end zone.
Those 10:30 games in the morning.
Oh, they were awful.
They were brutal.
Yeah.
Guskey will hand it off to Rigg up the middle, and he is going to go down the left sideline. 10-5 and into the end zone for a touchdown. Colby Rigg, a 55-yard touchdown. He'll get Trinity on the board here. It is 56-6 in favor of Middletown.
Well, second time this season where The JV defense let down that first team who wanted to pitch the shutout and allowed a late second team score. But again, it's not about that. It's all about the win. It's about guys getting playing time. It's about improving, and that's how you got to look at it. Yeah, it looks nice throwing a big goose egg up there and setting the mark, but the Raiders did that in the first half. They put the exclamation point behind it then.
Ethan Hursteck in for the PAT. There's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is away, and the kick is good. So we'll take a timeout. 1:39 left to play in the third quarter. Middletown 56, Trinity 7. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Hetrick Center, proudly serving Middletown since 1979. Specializing in musculoskeletal and neurological conditions, the Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists collaborating for the patient's benefit. They accept most major insurances, and they're home of the HydroWorks aquatic therapy pools. They have offices in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. The Hetrick Center, moving you in the right direction.
Welcome back to Cobo Field here behind Trinity High School. The Shamrocks get on the board with a 55-yard touchdown run by Colby Rigg. And they will now kick off to Middletown with the Raiders who lead here 56-7 as we are, again, under the mercy rule here. And, yeah, we were talking about the series. Middletown won the first game of the series, 19-14. And then Trinity won in 1983, 16-13. But then didn't play again until 2008 when they had the forming of what you can call the Capital Division or what it is now, when they became league mates. And they met two times in 2008 and 2009, both in the regular season and the playoffs. Here comes Lopez on the kickoff return, makes a few moves, still on his feet at the 35 and out to the 40-yard line.
Did you see that one move he made? It was a Thompson move. Running forward, but the hips go right with the leg, left with the leg, and the little head sway kind of blew by a couple guys on that. Get some learning as you play against these guys in practice and watch what they do.
First down and 10 for Middletown. Again, second unit is in. Ash will hand it off to Botterbush right up the middle, and he drags the tackler across midfield, gets the first down to the 48-yard line of Trinity.
Now they should be angry they gave up a touchdown now. Just get it back and put another on the board for them. But I like this. I like seeing Gamble out there running. I like seeing Lopez, Truesdale. They're all getting action, and these are the guys who are going to be filling some of the spots that are going to get open after this season.
Ash hands it right up the middle. That is Truesdale on the carry. Gets 2 yards to the 48.
Well, at least the rain held off. It's just been just kind of a mist here all night long. And nice that they didn't have to play in a driving rain.
Yeah, it's nice that they didn't have to postpone the game either. Second down, we'll call it 8 from the 48 of Trinity. Split backfield, handoff goes to Gamble, and he gets stopped immediately. Mark Centurion comes right in and unblocked that time, and Gamble just had nowhere he could go. That takes us to the end of the third quarter. So we'll take timeout after three quarters. It is Middletown 56, Trinity 7. Back with the fourth quarter after this here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory is a Middletown resident-owned funeral home. Melvin Fager Jr. and Travis Finkenbinder, along with Supervisor Bethany Moley, are using technology to better serve you and your family during a time of bereavement. They can also assist with pre-planning to protect your family from unnecessary burdens. Fager Finkenbinder Funeral Home and Crematory. Keeping it local, respectful, and affordable. Fager Finkenbinder, not just another funeral home.
Welcome back to Cobo Field here at Trinity High School. 56-7, Middletown leads Trinity as we go into the fourth quarter. Again, mercy rule in effect, so clock will pretty much wind with everything. Third down 12 here for Middletown at their own 48. Split backfield, handoff goes up the middle, and I believe that was Botterbush on the carry that time. Gets the midfield. Yep, it was Botterbush. That'll be fourth and 10 for Middletown.
Midway point of the season, an unbeaten Middletown team. We've said it week after week. Going into the season, we knew it was going to be good. We knew it was going to be special.
Fourth down, 10. Raiders will just keep the offense on the field here and line up to go for it. And off. And it's going to be not enough for the first down. That is Trayvon Joseph, I believe, on the carry, as we'll probably have more running backs get into the game on a stat sheet than I've seen in a long time.
That's all right. We'll turn the school into a running back machine. That's all right. You know, you look at the programs out there feeding this Middletown team, getting up through the ninth grade program. You got the Seven Sorrows going on, the Boys Club or the Middletown Club. We used to call it Boys Club years ago, but you got three different football machines out there feeding into going into ninth and tenth grade.
First down and 10 for Trinity. Starter's still out there. Handoff will go to Rigg, and he'll get about 5 yards out to the 48-yard line.
Got some bunch of Middletown teams doing well here in the fall. The boys soccer team, they made a coaching change. Also got the volleyball team doing well.
Pass out left side looking for Devontae Porter is incomplete. The third down and 5.
You got to give a lot of the Trinity fans credit. A lot of them have stuck through it over there on the far sideline. Supporting their kids mostly, probably.
Guski will send man in motion over to the left side. Third down and 5, has to tuck and run. He's going to have a lot of room as a first down, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds right around the 38-yard line. Middletown.
Yeah, he had wide open space on that far side. Figured, look, I can't find anyone to throw it to. Why not just tuck it and run? Middletown didn't do a good job there containing that far side. Had no one over there. The clock's going to keep on ticking here. 9:05 to go in the game.
9 minutes to play. 56-7 in favor of the Blue Raiders. First and 10 at the Middletown 38-yard line. Guski has man in motion in front of him. He's going to roll out left side. Now he's going to run again. 35, cuts back, and he'll be tackled at the 32-yard line. Give him another 6 yards on the carry.
Well, keep positive yardage for Trinity. Hey, look, and they know they're going to, you know, they're losing this game big, and they've got some young guys, too, they want to start developing for this program.
Guski in the shotgun. Four receivers out to the right side. This is actually really good training for the Middletown defensive unit to face something like this, as Guski has to step up into the pocket and get stopped after a gain of just 1 yard. But this is the kind of, you know, the kind of offense that you're not used to playing against when you're a second team unit. You know, they're lining four receivers out the one side, all in a bunch formation, and a lot of complex looks that they're giving this second unit for Middletown. couple of receivers out to the right, one to the left. Handoff is, nope, it's going to be Viguski himself. Keeps it, and he's going to be just short of the first down. He gets it across, well, maybe not across, maybe just to the 30-yard line. So it'll be fourth down and two.
Now they're going to quick line up. They need to punt. Work that offense.
For the two, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Viguski has Rig in the backfield, takes the snap, looks over to the sideline. Changes the play. He's trying to get his running back to move. He's like, hey, come on. Rig wasn't even watching. Now he finally gets his attention, sends him out in motion. Fourth down and two, Viguski. We'll throw deep down across the middle, and it's incomplete. Middletown will take over on downs.
Yeah, I was looking to get it down the deep post pattern, and McHale dove out for it, came down hard to the ground, could not hold on. I thought it was McHale. If it wasn't,
yeah, it was
Mineta. Okay. So the Middletown offense will get it back again, up 56-7. Clock already ticking again at 6:30 here in the fourth.
Yeah, the Raiders break the huddle here, first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Split backfield. And that is going to be Lopez. Gets to the edge, gets into clear. Midfield, 40-yard line. They're not going to get him. It's going to be Jose Lopez taking it into the end zone. A 70-yard touchdown run for Lopez. And it is 62-7 Middletown.
And that's the freshman who, you know, he's your future guy. He's your future Brady Fox when Fox graduates after next season. You'll lose Thompson after this year, Fox next year. Here's the freshman. And he's going to keep growing. He'll get stronger. He'll get faster.
He definitely looks. He looks fast out
there.
You know, the other second teamers, you can see that they're not as fast. But Lopez has got speed. There's the kick from Cuneo. He had somebody coming in on him, but he's able to get it up and avoids the blocked extra point. So Cuneo puts it up and in. We will take timeout. 6:02 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Middletown 63, Trinity 7. Back after this on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is getting ready to celebrate 20 years in the community. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind can handle your fall and homecoming floral needs with corsages and boutonnieres available. And Christmas flowers are just around the corner. Michelle's Creations with You in Mind is here to help your floral needs for all occasions of life. Located on Dock Street in Upper Royalton, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Their number is 944-5425.
Your number one station for high school sports coverage in Central PA is WMSS Middletown, Super 91.
Six out of two left playing fourth here. It's Middletown 63, Trinity 7.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
It's an ouch.
Hey, it'll get Middletown fans out of here tonight. Go back to one of our sponsors. Go down and eat at the Black Horse Tavern or go visit JD's Junction. I even saw Joe today down at J&J Pizza. Joe's back.
Retirement didn't last long.
No, it didn't. Said he got bored. So say hi to Joe. Tell him you heard us talking about him on the radio. He's back at J&J Pizzeria. And the Brownstone. Oh, the Brownstone's closed at 9, so have to get them tomorrow.
Brady to kick it off. He'll kick a deep one. As it's going to go into the end zone. I think there was a penalty against Trinity on the extra point, so that's why it looked so impressive.
Yeah.
He kicked it into the hands.
Well, the, because I saw when on that extra point kicks, Navely was back out there with the hold, and he did get run over pretty much after the extra point kick, so I was wondering what was going on there. But a good night for him, man. He, especially in that first quarter, he was on. Every pass was being caught. Quick strike touchdowns.
Yeah, and that's what makes Middletown as dangerous as they are.
Yeah.
Because it, not only do you have Brady Fox, Jalen Thompson to worry about, but you got a pretty good passing attack with Snavely and a bunch of different guys that can catch the ball.
Yeah.
And so it makes it tough to stop this Middletown team when they have the football. Handoff goes to Rigg on first down. He's going to lose 3 yards.
Here's an updated score in midway through the fourth quarter. CD and CV now tied at 17. Ooh, that's a good one going on.
Yeah. Second down and 13. New quarterback in the game for Trinity. And that's going to be a pass that is complete. That's Tommy Kirchhoff is the quarterback.
Catcher, two kick return TDs for Cumberland Valley in that game. And you can catch that on our other streaming at WMSSFN.com and the TuneIn app.
And off on second down. That goes to, actually that was Rigg on third down. It's no gain on the play. Previous pass was to Brendan Trybeck. As all the different players getting in the game, my fingers are getting sore writing all these different names down on a stat sheet. Going to be a punting situation. They will boot it away downfield. It is going to be...
Well, a Trinity player all the way back around the 40-yard line. And he kind of knocked it off his leg forward, and I don't think they noticed that, but I don't think they're going to say anything. They just want to get out of here, too. Keep the clock ticking.
Well, in a 63-7 game, I think everybody just wants to get out of here at this point.
Hey, great first half. Raiders kept the mistakes at a minimum in the first.
Yeah.
Pretty much played flawless again. Didn't need the 200 rushing yards from Thompson. They went to the air and picked him apart.
First 10 for Middletown. This is Ash still in there, quarterback. He's going to hand it off, going to the left side. That is another different guy holding the
Ventura.
Lamar
Ventura.
Gain of about 5 yards, second down and 5 for Middletown. Split backfield behind Ash. Handoff is going to come over to the near side. Now cutting back as Figueroa. He's still going down the sideline. He's at the 30. The 20, and he's going to score a touchdown for Middletown. That is Edwin Figueroa, a 48-yard touchdown run for Middletown.
Figueroa, I believe, is a senior, but he's got a little spotty action here and there. Gets his opportunity and takes advantage of it. And look, this isn't a team running the score up. It's Mercy Rule all second half, and it's been Middletown's second team out there, the JVs, playing here in the second half. But you can't just go out and keep taking knees the whole second half. You got to play. You're trying to learn. You're trying to.
Cuneo in for the extra point, and it is no good. So the score is actually 69-7. As Middletown misses the extra point. So another touchdown for Middletown. And
I got in this argument many years ago with someone, Steve, who said, you know, why are you running the score up? And it wasn't a Middletown game. I forget who it was. It might have been a Harrisburg game. And so they kept running the score. They kept putting touchdowns. Well, what are you trying to tell these guys? You don't just tell them to Yeah, just what, you're just gonna take, keep taking knees all second half. You're trying to work guys in. You're out there and playing a lot of your second team against first team.
There is no JV game tomorrow. It was canceled. So just let them play.
Yeah. Exactly. They score, they score. That's what they've been doing. They've had to earn it, certainly. It's not like they're trying to run the score up. You're just trying to run your offense, trying to get guys work. And you've done that the whole second half. You could have very well kept your starters in for another quarter just to keep them fit or full game fit. But no, Middletown sat them the halftime. They've been playing these guys in the second half. So yeah, JV guys want to score. They want to make some good hits. They want to do some good special teams too.
Kick will go into the end zone here. 2:50, or rather 2:36 left to play in the fourth here, as Trinity will get the ball one more time here.
But I think these five games on the season thus far are showing people this isn't a fluke. This isn't just Middletown getting lucky and getting big scores. This is a dominating Middletown team offensively, defensively, special teams.
And off on first down goes to Rigg. He'll run to the left side of the offensive line, picks up about, I'll give him about 6 yards on the carry. It'll be second and four.
And you get to ride a, you know, a bus that's having a good fun like this. Ride it. Enjoy the season.
Pass out to Rigg. That is caught. He finds the sideline. Gets ripped down from behind. He's going to be all the way out to the 36-yard line.
First team defense tonight, holding Trinity to the shutout. Shamrock's getting a score here in the second half against the second team.
Quick pass over to the right side. That is caught. Gain of a couple yards. It's going to be another different guy getting the Billy Bartrow getting the catch. Second down and seven. Quick handoff and going nowhere is going to be Reese Shelley. Loses a yard on the carry. 40 seconds left. Trinity only maybe one or two more plays if they hurry. Kirchhoff back there. He will get sacked for a loss of four on the play. And Middletown looks like Trinity not interested in running the fourth down play here with 15 seconds left to go. Trinity players look over to the sideline and they will walk towards the sideline as the final few seconds will run off the clock here. And we'll take timeout. Our final score here tonight, it was Middletown 69, Trinity 7. Back with the post-game show after this here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop is located at the Midtown Plaza, and they're a Hallmark Gold Crown store. They have 4,800 square feet of carts, collectibles, Yankee candles, and gifts, and their pharmacy with people you know and trust, like Brian, Nate, or Deb. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5. That's the Middletown Pharmacy and Gift Shop. Proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Olmsted Plaza Barbershop and owner Doug Hoover have been cutting the hair of area residents for over 54 years. Most of the old plaza has been torn down, but the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop is still standing. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's the Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, proud Blue Raider sponsor.
JD's Junction is a proud Middletown Blue Raider sponsor. JD's Junction, located on Mill Street across from the train station, Joe and his staff is serving up lunch and dinner daily, made fresh, like sandwiches, soups, steaks, and seafood. You can also dine outside on their patio. Monday night is trivia night. Wednesday night is all-you-can-eat wing night. Takeout is available at 616-8952. That's JD's Junction in Middletown.
Gingrich Memorials in Middletown is proud to support Blue Raider athletics and academics. The Gingrich family have been in business since 1921. They have their own art staff and in-house laser that can etch photographs or images onto granite. They also do statues, pet markers, vases, benches, and monuments. Gingrich Memorials wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season.
Middletown Home, serving the community since 1875, is a continuing care retirement community. The Middletown Home provides intensive rehabilitation therapy for folks recovering from hospitalization, as well as personal care and independent living apartments. The Middletown Home, serving from the heart in the spirit of friendship, love, and truth. For more information, their number is 944-3351. The Middletown Home, where they serve from the heart.
With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories does embroidery, heat press, screen printing, and vinyl. They're your home for your school and sports spirit wear. Whether it's a team, group, business, or personal need, no order is too small. With kids in mind, Custom Apparel and Accessories is located at 301 North Union Street in Middletown. Their number is 388-1948. With kids in mind, for the kid in all of us.
J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant is open for lunch and dinner daily, a late night bite or carry out. Pizza, subs, strombolis, salads, burgers or fries, it's J&J Pizza and Family Restaurant, East Main Street in Middletown, 944-1313.
Solving problems, pushing boundaries, creating solutions. It's what we've been doing for 30 years and what continues to make us different every day. We are DHL Supply Chain, formerly XL. DHL Supply Chain designs and implements innovative contract logistics solutions for market-leading companies in a wide range of industries. We develop and sustain partnerships that deliver true value and thought leadership to make your business more competitive. We are DHL Supply Chain.
Welcome back to Cobo Field here at Trinity High School. Middletown victorious tonight 69-7. Let's take a look at the post-game statistics. A lot of names to go over here with all the guys that got in the game. First, we'll look at the Shamrocks. Colby Rigg ended up being leading rusher. Six carries, 63 yards. Did have that touchdown run for the points on the evening for the Shamrocks. Casey Bukowski, the quarterback, 11 keepers, 56 yards. Trey Moody, 5 for 3. Reese Shelley, 1 for minus 1 yard. Receiving, Trajan Ruiz, 4 catches, 14 yards. Jack McHale, 1 for 14. Sean Scott, 1 for 1. Alexander Schlager, 1 for 11. Ty Knob, 1 for 4. Dante Mineta, 1 for minus 1. Trey Moody, 2 for 2. Brennan Trybeck, 1 for 2. Benny Bartro, 1 for 2. And Colby Rigg caught 1 pass for 11 yards. Casey Bogusky was 12 of 21, 55 yards through an interception. Kirchhoff came in. He was 3 for 4 for 16 yards. Team totals for Trinity in the first, or rather, rushing, 23 carries, 111 yards, 68 through the air, sacked once for a loss of 4, 175 yards of offense for Trinity here tonight. For Middletown, it was Brady Fox leading the way on the ground, 11 carries, 87 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jalen Thompson, 8 for 24 and a touchdown. Jose Lopez, 2 carries, 75 yards, and a score. And a lot of the second-teamers here, Truesdale, 1 for 2. Gamble, 4 carries, 1 yard, and a touchdown. Terry Mills carried it once for 6 yards. Trey Leach, 1 for 11. Ventura, 1 for 5. Joseph, 1 for 8. Figueroa, 2 carries, 45 yards, and a touchdown. Ash, the quarterback, 1 for minus 6. Abel Vaderbush, 4 for 35. Receiving, Terry Mills, 3 catches, 76 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jalen Thompson, 1 43-yard touchdown catch. Plummer, 1 for 31. Hughes, 1 for 23. Malik Noon, 1 for 17. Chase Snavely, 7 for 10. All in the first half, 190 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Team totals for Middletown, 37 carries on the ground for 293, 190 through the air, 383 yards of total offense for the Blue Raiders. Now let's go down. John Wilsbach with Brett Myers, head coach of the Middletown Blue Raiders.
Thanks, Steve. Down here with Brett Myers, head coach for Middletown. Another impressive performance, Coach. You had to be happy with the effort today, especially the first half.
Well, yeah, I mean, entire game, John. I mean, like, you know, we got our young guys in the second half, and they continue to play hard, and it's good to see them make some adjustments on the field and see that they've been paying attention all week in practice and working hard, too.
And Snavely again with another impressive performance. You had the air working in that first quarter to open up the big plays and put this one away.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, just like the previous weeks, Chase has prepared really well, and he pretty much knew where the mismatch was, and he worked it all night.
Well, Gusky's a good player. He knows how to move, what to do, but getting the defense coming up with some big stops, you prepared for him well, and the guys got the job done.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Ortiz and those guys prepared really well. This is a difficult offense to go against with all the different people moving in different ways, and it was clear that our kids knew what to do, and, you know, they played hard.
I know you like getting that first half. You get it out of the way in the mercy rule and you can rest the other guys, not afford any injuries, but do you start to worry at some point about getting a full game strength and conditioning on this team?
No, I mean, the way we practice, they practice hard all week. You know, that's not going to really matter. It's just whether they're going to be mentally ready, and we keep working to get better.
Big game next week. Paul Myra, back to the drawing board. Let them enjoy it and back getting ready.
Yeah, we got a couple days to enjoy, and then come Monday, they got to be, you know, ready to work all over.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Brett Myers, back upstairs to you, Steve.
All right, thank you very much, John. We'll take a look at some of the scores that we have around the area. Only really have a few. This game got into the mercy rule, so not a lot of final scores so far. But we do have one final in already. Waynesboro beat Northern 13-0. We have Bishop McDevitt leading Cedar Cliff 35-27. That with 5.5 minutes left in that one. Lower Dolphin is taking the lead against Redland. That's 13-7. That is in the fourth quarter. Central Dolphin, Cumberland Valley, they are tied at 17. And Boiling Springs making a little bit of a comeback as Palmyra has a 27-19 lead against Boiling Springs with a few minutes left. But it looks like the Cougars will hold on, and it'll be a clash of two 5-0 teams next week. With Middletown and Palmyra squaring off again. That game is at home for Middletown next week. Looks like Central Dauphin may have just taken the lead over at CD, or over at Cumberland Valley. 24-17 is the score now in that one. Look at some of the other scores that we might have. I know Littlestown was able to beat DeLone Catholic 6-0. That a final score. York Catholic beat Hanover. That was 14-0. Southwestern beat Central York 14-11. Spring Grove over New Oxford 18-0. Gettysburg beat Susquehannock 41-3. West York beat Kennerdale 33-6. Any other finals we got? We got Donegal over Elko 13-12. Etown beat Solanco 18-14. The big game in LL was Cocalico and Manheim Central. And
fourth quarter, Cocalico leading that one.
There it is. I couldn't see it on
28-24.
Yep, 28-24 in favor of Cocalico. And that's about all we got time for. So
well,
wrap it up.
And you can check out our other stream, the alternate stream on WMSSFM.com for the Cumberland Valley Central Dolphin conclusion with Brian Kaiser and Eric Thomas. So go ahead and tune that in. Once we leave you, we'll be back again tomorrow afternoon, 12:45, LVC hosting Delaware Valley. And then next Friday night, we'll have for you Palmyra at Middletown. And on the stream next week, we'll have Lower Dolphin Mechanicsburg for you. So thanks to our studio producer, Damar Parker, for Owen Hedder, our statistician, for Steve Levy. This is John Wilsbach thanking you for tuning in. Once again, our final score here tonight, Middletown 69, Trinity 7. The Blue Raiders now 5-0 on the season. And you heard it here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
You've been listening to Blue Raider Football on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by the Hetrick Center, S&H Screen Printing and Awards, Black Horse Tavern, C&E Lawn Care and Landscaping, Jack's Auto Sales, Brownstone Cafe, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty Select, DHL, J&J Pizzeria, With Kids in Mind, The Middletown Home, Gingrich Memorials, JD's Junction, Olmsted Plaza Barbershop, Middletown Pharmacy, Michelle's Creations With You in Mind, and Fager Finkenbeiner Funeral Home and Crematory. Your home for the best in high school sports is WMSS.